You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I want to give a big shout out to Wiseco Performance Products, carrying a full line of forged pistons, precision forged clutch baskets, clutch hubs, crankshafts, forged connecting rods, valves, and more for just about any motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, personal watercraft, outboard, marine, and automobile on the planet. For one name, one solution, visit Wiseco.com. So September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. I didn't know that till I got this press release that I'm reading right now. And The Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk is returning to Des Moines for the fifth year in a row. It's coming up on September 28th. In studio with us to talk about it is the race director for the Des Moines area, Mark Good. Mark, welcome to Pit Pass.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the introduction.
I appreciate what you're doing for prostate cancer awareness. Can you talk to us first about Zero? And I know that you off air we were talking, you said there's races and walks all across the United States.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get them to get one in Hawaii, and then I'm going to be the director there. We'll see how well that goes. But yeah, this weekend alone, there's 9 races going on all across the country. A lot of them on Saturday, but there's one on Sunday up in Syracuse, New York as well.
Think you'll make that one?
What's that?
Think you'll make that one?
You never know.
Yeah. So we've got, and you know, breast cancer gets tons, and I guess maybe it's fun to talk about boobs or something. I don't know what it is, but breast cancer seems to be the one that everybody talks about, right? And you see the pink ribbons, and I think it's great. And I'm not downplaying. I don't think that it shouldn't have the attention that it's gotten. But prostate cancer doesn't. Maybe it's not as fun to talk about or what, but it doesn't seem to get the attention that breast cancer does. So prostate cancer is something that affects how many, a lot of people?
Well, here's the thing is, for men and for women, the top killer in cancer is lung cancer, either side. Next in each one, breast cancer for women, prostate cancer for men. The numbers are exactly the same, 1 in 9. Mm-hmm. For breast cancer, 1 in 9 for prostate cancer is a killer.
And so the main thing, or what I always hear, is if you get tested and you get it diagnosed early, you can beat it. Is that right?
That is correct. The one thing with prostate cancer, it's simple to get tested. It's a blood test like any other. And you know, you get your cholesterol checked. They do a blood test on it, right? Same tube. You don't have to even be stuck twice. So, and then, of course, they do the rectal exam. They have to do that too. But
that's
the guy. The guy's kind of, he's doing that happen. But, you know, you really have to have both. You know, the PSA can be low. Normal is about 1, but it rises with age. But it can go up a bit over with age. But you can have a low PSA, 2 to 3, and still have prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. And if you catch it early, you're going to be, at 5 years, nearly 100% survival. It's 99.97% survival. If you don't catch it early and it gets out of the prostate, you're stage 3, not stage 4, but just stage 3, that drops to 26%.
So I know, PJ, you just turned the big 5-0, and I know you've been requesting the finger for many, many years, and they finally will get it.
Finally, they finally caved in.
Something caved in.
I've got a lot of anxiety about, it's 2020 almost. It's almost 2020.
Yeah.
Is there not a better way than putting a finger in my butt?
No, I don't think
there is,
man.
Why can't they do something? Don't they have some sort of imagery? They can take a picture or something?
Yeah, well, you talk to the insurance companies. They have imagery, and it's way better than it is now. But it doesn't tell them that that's cancerous either.
They have to do biopsies on material that are removed and things of that nature, right?
What's that?
Don't they do biopsies on material that's removed?
That's after they suspect that there might be, you know, a high PSA, then they do the biopsies.
Oh, that means they snip something up there.
I've had 4 sets of those. I had one in north here in Fort Dodge. I had 2 at the Iowa City, and then again here in Fort.
Do they put you to sleep for that?
The first one, no, it's a local. The second one I did, they did six the first one. That's just a general one. Everybody gets at a base. Then they take 12 cores the next time. I was awake for that one. Oh. I had to drive home. Oh. It got tough at the 11th one. The next time that I had it done, they did 27 and I was out. Yeah. And then I had 18 and I was out for that one.
So I'm assuming you had prostate cancer or you did?
Very end. So I had four sets before they found it. It took them 2.5 years and four sets of biopsies. 63 total cores before they found my cancer. And I kept at it. I kept going at it. What's that?
You're good to go now?
I'm good to go. I'm 5.5 years clean.
Yeah.
Clean and cancer free.
Wow.
Sober free.
So talk about the event you got coming up. How do people get involved? Do they register there? Do they have to do it online? What's the deal? Do you get a t-shirt? I see you got a cape and a...
Yeah, there's all kinds of cool stuff. You know, we have our hair event in Des Moines, but like I said, there's 9 races across the U.S. This weekend alone. We have 48 throughout the series of the whole up and through, I think it's November possibly even. But they go to zerocancer.org, and right there it's on the left side. Just click run, walk, and type in your zip code, and it's that easy to find this race near your house.
And where does the money go? I mean, does it go for... research or what is it?
Yeah, well, some of that goes to research. Zero is gives back 84 cents to the 85 cents of the dollar goes back to the foundation, and that which is the highest of any kind of charity like that that does that. I go to DC every year to get more funding for that. You talk about breast cancer; they get $130 million a year.
Wow.
Prostate cancer is $110 million. We're fighting for that. So women have really led the way on a lot of that with it too.
They do at my house too.
Yep. And that's the way the paycheck goes. Interestingly enough, though, the money comes out of the Department of Defense and the National Institutes of Health. But the money we're talking about is out of the Department of Defense. It is not out of NIH with it. Yeah. It's discretionary funding. So they have to go back every year and decide whether or not they're going to fund those projects for each of us.
Wow. Yep. So September 28th, I know we have a guest on hold. Mike Witowski is going to be joining us. September 28th is the event. It starts at 9 o'clock. Where do they go here in the Des Moines area for this?
So ours in Des Moines here, it's going to be a principal park. Starts at, they can register online. They can register the day of the packet pickup, which is Thursday. They can register the day of the race. They can do that. But locally, and all the races are essentially similar, but we have survivors tent where the survivors can go to. Guys can just mingle, eat coffees and eat cookies, donuts, and drink coffee. But we got a kids dash with dads, the kids dress up as superheroes.
That's cool.
We have the Iowa League of Heroes that comes out. We got a dancing taco here in town. Fuzzy Tacos brings that out. So everyone has a little flavor to their own one. Our race starts. It's a 5K run, 5K walk, a 1 mile walk. And the kids will go on the walk with the parents. But afterwards, we're going to have free beer. We're going to have free wine.
I love free beer.
Yeah, best kind. And we're going to have breakfast burritos.
So you're going to drink beer with your breakfast burrito. I love
absolutely.
It. That's right up my alley.
Yeah, they gave up the yogurt for the good stuff. But, you know, we can't do this without our sponsors. And the biggest sponsor we have locally is the Iowa Clinic to help sponsor that. And, you know, every dime counts for all of this that goes back to help men find a better way to get a better PSA, better imaging. There's 3 new drugs that have come out since that Zero has funded the research here to get more medication for men and metastatic prostate cancer. But they're expensive is the problem.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, thank you very much for what you're doing. Thanks for coming in and talking to us about it on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, we have a golf tournament too that guys get into. Places do that. A lot of places do Top Golf. That they have games there in different towns. So there's a lot more to Zero in different places that we do. We do another one here. It's kind of fun in the spring. We do bras, beers, and boxers. So we do it at a local brewery. We've done that for 3 years at the breast cancer group. So it kind of brings both groups together.
So you actually fight the women?
Yeah, sort of like that. We got to say bras first to get the guys in the deal, you know?
All right.
So get checked. That's the key. Don't fear the finger. Get in and, yeah, it's tough, but it believe me, I've had
I'm not
several there.
I'm not old enough, so I have to worry about it yet.
Yeah, well.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's
all right.
So
it's one more time, the website.
Website is zerocancer.org, and just go to run, walk, and type in your zip code. That's the easiest way to find it no matter where you're at in the country.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, so the GNCC series, Grand National Cross Country, has been on hiatus for quite a while now, and there's a new addition to the schedule. It's in, it's called the Black Sky GNCC. It's at the Johnson Family Farm, and it's about time we go back off-road and talk about it. So on the show, we're going to have Mike Witowski, who's currently in second place in the XC2 250 Pro class with 8 top 5 finishes so far, including 4 podiums, and he looks to improve on his last year's overall finish where he finished 6th. So we bring him on now, Mike Witowski. Welcome to Pit Pass. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did I get all that right? Was that what your second with 8 top 5 finishes? Is that right? 4 podiums?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Well, congratulations.
Solid year.
It's been a good year for me, and looking to build the last 4 for sure.
What have you been doing over the break?
Honestly, just kind of hired a new trainer and just kind of got on the right track and try to fix up my mistakes and hopefully the last 4, work on those flaws I had.
Who's your trainer?
His name's Coach Rob. He's, I don't know if you know him or not, Rob Beam. He used to train Ryan Dungy before Alden.
Yep, we've had Rob on the show. I've visited with Rob. There's no hope for me, he said, so we didn't have to worry about that. But
it was a short interview.
Truth. Of course we know Rob. He's got a lot of street cred, I think. So when you have a trainer like this, Mike, when did you bring him on? During the break?
So right after our last GNCC before break. So that next week I brought him on, and then so we've been working together for like the past 2 months now. So just getting familiar with each other, and yeah, it's been good so far.
So what was the last round? Was it Pennsylvania?
Yep.
So you bring him on, and can you talk about what kind of stuff does he? I mean, because he's is he more like of the physical side, you know, like the training fitness side of it, or is it a rider coach too? What did he do with you? I'm just curious. Because you're an off-road guy. He worked with motocrossers. I didn't know he worked with off-road guys. I only thought of him as a motocross trainer, but maybe it's all the same.
Yeah, no, he's been really good. He's a super smart guy, and I learned quite a bit from him just so far. And so we got on board, and he did a bunch of like body analysis stuff just to learn my body and what it needs and all that stuff, and I just kind of went in with blind faith, and I think it's been good so far. And lately it's just been base training, I guess you could say, and just keeping the body up to par and not like overtraining. I probably did that in the past, and I think with him he's super smart, and he'll look at my heart rate data on Garmin, and I think that helps a lot just from overtraining or just kind of saying, like, for this weekend we have a good plan, and I think it's all good.
So we have Stu and Caleb and all those guys on, and we've talked about this to the point where our listeners are probably bored, so I'm going to bring it up again. The heart rate that you guys run is like 200 or something insane for over 3 hours, and it's not physically possible to do that, but you guys,
but everybody in there's doing it.
But everybody's doing it. How do you address that? I don't even know how you get to your heart to where your heart will go and be able to still push. I mean, it's got to be a tremendous amount of work, and maybe you're not there. I don't know what a second place XC2 guy, you know, physical fitness is compared to those guys, but I know you're in great, you're in fantastic shape to be able to accomplish what you have this year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I classify myself as up there with those XC1 guys. I mean, I've trained with Caleb and all them guys, just cycle rides and stuff, and I know I'm on par with them. But yeah, like at the last race, I did some heart rate stuff, and I think my average was 185 and max 190 something. So for 3 hours. So, and it was hot that day. I think that's pretty tough. I don't matter who you are, how fit you are. If you're in that heart rate zone, it's hard.
Yeah, that's insane. What's your body fat percentage? Do you know? Because it's like we talked, you know, it's extremely, and I asked because I had my body scanned yesterday just because I was curious. I'd lost some weight, and I'm just curious, do you know where you're at? Not BMI, but like how much body fat you have?
I want to say 14%, but I'm not positive as of recent. That was about, I want to say 2 months ago when we did our calculations.
Which is Muscle and Fitness magazine, pretty much. I mean, yeah, it's
that's low.
12 to 14 is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Almost unheard of but I guess as a professional athlete. What are you riding this year? Anything different with your program?
Yeah, so I'm doing all three series, GNCC, National Enduros, and the Sprint Enduro series that we just finished up like a week ago. But yeah, just chasing all three of those on the beta, 250 RR at the GNCCs, and then the 300 at the Enduros.
So the 300 is a two-stroke?
Yeah, correct.
And then you ride a...
with the 250.
Okay, so you're riding the two... Why would you ride the 250 on one and not... Or the 300 on one and not the other? Just curious.
So I did some testing, and I actually like the 300 for the tighter Enduro stuff. It kind of has a bottom... like, good low end for that stuff. It's not as pipey, I guess you could say. We kind of like to call it like the three stroke. You can lug it and ride it like a four stroke in a way. And, so it's good.
And that's what everyone says about it. Like it or lump it. The guys who don't like it say it's not pipey enough. It's not like my 250. And the guys who love it say it's not very pipey. It's, you know, that is pretty universally how that bike is described.
I rode my 300
in all the very various brands of it.
I've been motocrossing all summer, as you know, PJ, and on my 450, and I decided I wanted to ride off-road, and I went, so there's this place in Iowa, Mike, that they have a hill climb there, but it's an old quarry, and it's like a very physical track to ride, and it's really good. It's really fun. They could do a hard enduro there, I think, it's less than 2 hours from my house. So we went there Sunday and rode my 300, and it just amazes me how they lug those bikes. Will just pull you up the hill when you think, oh, I'm in the wrong gear or whatever. Just,
yeah.
And I wouldn't even
traction's terrible. They're awesome when traction's bad.
Wouldn't even think about it if I've been riding that bike all summer, but having coming off of 450, and I almost debated putting my 450 in the van before we left. But I took the 300 cause I figured I bought it. I'm going to ride it. They're an awesome motorcycle. I'm on a different brand than you, but still the 300 is just a neat bike. It just the way it pulls, yeah. and you can still rev mine up. It's good.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely a good bike for like the enduros or extreme enduros or all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I enjoy the beta a lot. I mean, they make a good 300.
Have you done any of the e-bike series that's been going on with the GNCCs?
I have not. I'll watch a lot of it. The main reason. I haven't hopped in with them guys. It's just because it's honestly pretty demanding right before our race day. So I think it's on Saturday. So you'd be about smoked before the race on Sunday.
I went to Loretta's and raced this year in the plus 40 class. And I have an e-bike. And I was the only, I have a KTM e-bike. And I was the only one there with a hardtail. I didn't know any different. And I showed up and Charlie kind of laughed at me, you know, Charlie Mullins, he's like, what is that thing? And, you know, coming from a factory KTM guy, I was a little bummed to hear him say that, but
yeah,
I rode that thing, man, so much fun. And yes, they work you, but, I think, do you have an e-bike?
Yeah, I have a giant, Trans.
So what do you think of, what's your opinion on those? Do you think they're a good training source, or do you think they're a crutch, or both?
I think they're awesome. Honestly, I think like I know the Baker's dudes like use it for their heart rate zones to kind of keep in it. I mean, I think it's good for us off road guys as well. Like for the GNCCs, well, I mean, you can do like two laps on that thing and you're not tired. You can see the whole track. That's kind of what I use it for mainly. I don't really train on it, but yeah, I think it's a great tool. I don't see anything wrong with them, honestly.
Well, speak for yourself on being able to do two laps, not being tired. So,
back to that heart rate over 200 thing.
Yeah. So, Mike, we are I want to wish you luck in, and we're going to skip the commercial break, Jack. When you get the next guest, we'll just bring him on. But I want to wish you luck at the balance of the season, and also obviously at Johnson Family Farm this coming weekend. What are your expectations coming into this thing? You got to be pretty stoked having Rob in your corner and having a summer off where you're coming back and you're lean and mean and ready to go. You got to be pretty wound up for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely stoked. I think the last 2 months or so have been good with Rob and just kind of building. And yeah, I'm looking for obviously a podium. If I don't get on the podium, I think I'd be pretty disappointed. And then the main thing, just the last four races this day, I think the championship is obviously pretty far-fetched. But I know we can stay in that second spot, and that's a career, that would be a career best for myself and I think Beta as well. So I think that would be a good goal, and then go into next year with the confidence and we can do good things.
Are you signed with Beta for next year, or is that still up in the air?
It's still up in the air. There's definitely a deal on the table, so just trying to get everything all worked out.
Yeah, good. So what do we have for races left? We have the this weekend, and then what is it? There are another three races after that. You got Mount Morris, and then that one in West Virginia, and then Crawfordsville.
Yep, correct. So it's pretty simple, I guess. Four races.
What's your favorite round?
I'd have to say Ironman. That's kind of, I grew up, like, I want to say 3 hours from there.
Sure.
And it's just, I don't know, my whole family goes, and it's just a good race. I did well last year there, and I mean, a bunch of people go, so I think it's pretty popular on the circuit.
Awesome. Mike, good luck, man. We appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Good being on.
All right. We are going to go to our next guest. So down in Florida, we had a new motocross race in the Pro in the Lucas Oil Series, and it's WW Ranch in Jacksonville area, and it's Florida's number one ranked motocross track. Club 57 is Brad Jaraminski, who is an Illinois guy. If my memory serves me right, I should know that because I think I saw him racing at some fair races back in the day. But now he's his famous trainer guy, and it's called Club 57. I know a lot of racers that come to my racetrack here in Iowa have been at Club 57, and we had him on a while back. He's moved his entire operation to WW Ranch, so it's a big deal for him. We had him on, and his phone crapped out, and I wanted to give him another opportunity to come on and talk about it. So we welcome Brad Jaraminski to.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.